are leading today's show with an urgent, severe weather alert for the Grand Rapids area. Starting around noon today, we have a 94% chance of heavy rain moving in, bringing a high risk of sudden flash flooding and hazardous conditions.
If you are out on the roads later today, you need to be prepared for sudden downpours. Do not attempt to drive through flooded intersections or low-lying areas. The ground is already saturated, and we are expecting water to pool very quickly on major thoroughfares. Right now, it is 66 degrees out there, feeling like 67, with broken clouds and 96% humidity. We have a light north-northeast wind at about 9 miles per hour. That temperature is going to climb steadily throughout the afternoon. We are looking at 78 degrees by 6 p.m., eventually hitting a high of 84 degrees around 9 p.m. tonight, before cooling off to the low 60s tomorrow morning. Stay tuned to your local alerts this afternoon. Aside from the weather, we are tracking a major shock to Michigan's agricultural economy. Wheat exports have plummeted by a staggering 89% in the first half of 2025. We will get into exactly what is driving that collapse, and later, I'll look at the new local ties for the University of Michigan's men's basketball program.
That severe weather alert we just mentioned is already showing its teeth across the region. Heavy morning downpours have triggered widespread flash flooding, leaving hazardous debris across several key routes.
The Michigan Department of Transportation is reporting multiple closures, but the most significant one right now is M11, which most of us know is 28th Street. Both the eastbound and westbound lanes have been shut down.
Shutting down 28th Street in both directions on a weekday morning is a massive disruption. That is one of the busiest commercial corridors in West Michigan. When you take that artery offline, the commercial traffic and the standard commuter traffic immediately spill over into adjacent neighborhoods and side streets that simply aren't built to handle that volume.
And the issue isn't just standing water. When you get rain coming down this fast, it washes branches, sediment, and trash directly into the roadways and blocks the storm drains. The crews aren't just waiting for water to recede. They are actively having to clear physical debris before they can safely reopen the lanes.
Which raises a recurring question for local infrastructure. We know these intense, sudden storms are putting a strain on the current drainage systems. The water simply has nowhere to go when it falls this quickly. How quickly local authorities can clear these primary routes is going to be a major test for the emergency response teams today.
Right. And for anyone trying to navigate around the south side of Grand Rapids today, the detours are going to be frustrating. MDOT is prioritizing getting the commercial traffic moving safely, but with the forecast predicting even more rain by noon, we might see these closures extended or new ones pop up.
If you do not have to be on the roads around M11 today, stay away. Let the crews do their work. We will check back on the status of these closures on our Wednesday episode to see if the county was able to get things cleared up before the midweek traffic peaks.
Shifting over to the economy, we are looking at some highly concerning numbers coming out of the state's agriculture sector. According to state data, Michigan wheat shipments plummeted by 89% in the first half of 2025. Wait, 89%? That isn't a dip. That is essentially a complete collapse of a market.
It is, and it doesn't stop there. Soybean meal exports from Michigan dropped 46% over that exact same time frame. State agriculture officials are pointing the finger squarely at federal tariff policy and the resulting retaliatory tariffs from international trade partners.
This really highlights the tension between broad national trade strategies and the reality on the ground for local farmers. When the federal government implements tariffs as a negotiation tactic, the immediate response from international partners is often to slap tariffs on American agricultural products, and Michigan farmers are the ones taking the hit. Tim Boring, the director of the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, weighed in on this, and he made a crucial point. He said international buyers rely heavily on trust and predictability. When you introduce instability into the market, those buyers don't just pause their orders. They permanently source their products elsewhere. That is the long-term danger here. Agricultural supply chains are built on multi-year relationships. If a buyer in Asia or Europe decides the U.S. market is too volatile because of shifting tariff policies, they sign a 5-year contract with a supplier in Brazil or Australia. even if the tariffs are lifted tomorrow, you don't automatically get that customer back.
Exactly. And for farmers in Kent County and across West Michigan, they are already operating on compressed profit margins. High operational costs, fertilizer prices, fuel, equipment. When you cut their export market by nearly 90% for a key commodity like wheat, the financial math just doesn't work.
It forces a really difficult conversation. You have local producers who might generally support an America First trade agenda on a political level, but they are the ones absorbing the immediate, painful financial losses. It asks them to take a big personal hit for a broader federal strategy.
And the question is whether short-term trade disputes are worth the risk of losing these crucial international markets permanently. The state data for the first half of 2025 paints a very grim picture of what that risk actually looks like on paper.
I'm not sure how many local operations can survive another year with export numbers like this. Without some kind of federal intervention or a stabilization in trade relations, we might see some permanent changes to what gets planted in West Michigan.
All right, let's hit a few more stories real quick before we wrap up today.
Sounds good. What do you have?
Mike Boynton Jr. was just named the new head coach of the University of Michigan men's basketball program, and he brings a strong local connection with him. He is married to Jenny Hill, a former star athlete from West Ottawa and a sports nutritionist.
They were married back in May 2011. It is always interesting to see how high-profile coaches integrate into the state, and having a spouse with deep roots in the West Michigan sports scene definitely helps build that immediate community goodwill.
Looking back at state politics, State Representative Mark Huizinga recently welcomed Kent County Sheriff Michelle LaJoy Young to Lansing for the governor's address. Huizinga represents portions of Kent County, including Cedar Springs, Granville, and Rockford.
It is a standard political move, but an effective one. Bringing the county sheriff to a high-profile state event presents a unified front on public safety and helps local leaders advocate for regional funding directly in front of state lawmakers.
That is going to do it for us today. Please stay safe out there if you are driving, especially around those closed sections of 28th Street.
Keep an eye on the weather alerts this afternoon. We will be back on Wednesday to catch you up on the storm cleanup and the rest of the week's news.
Thanks for listening to Grand Rapids Daily. Have a good one.